Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Mfana Nyahuye this Thursday, February the 17th, 2022. Where on the program tonight, we will be speaking about some of the issues facing women as the COVID pandemic continues. And we'll also be taking a look at what's happening in politics and all around the world. I'm Marvelous in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Yes, Marv will be touching on the also on the by-elections, the preparations for the by-elections, and what women are doing this time.
Yes, and as what Star has just said, the big news in Zimbabwe at the moment are the by-elections. But let's take a look at what is happening throughout the world regarding some other issues that women are facing.
Fatima, who does not want her real name used, is a rape victim. She's also wearing a mask to protect her identity. Fatima was on her way home from evening prayer in April 2020 when she was assaulted by two armed men.
They had a gun to my head and a knife to my throat as they took me into the building. They raped me and they kept taking turns while they were stabbing me during the act.
At first, she was too afraid to report the incident to the authorities. Her rapists threatened to kill her if she told anyone. But like many residents in Jos Plateau State, Nigeria, every Thursday evening, she listens to a radio show where victims of gender-based violence talk about their ordeals. Fatima eventually broke the silence.
Case has been in court and it's been dragging. I need your help to be able to push through with the case. I want justice.
Nanjina Dang is the host of Silent Voices, a show on the local JFM radio station. Nadang says the program reaches 100,000 listeners every week.
When they are telling me their problem, they feel like this is a safe space. Sometimes I go emotional on the show. There are times I go blank because when you hear some cases, you wonder if we have normal human beings again on earth, because some people behave like monsters and it's really disturbing.
To help victims get justice, Nadang works with the International Federation of Women Lawyers, or FIDE. The nonprofit offers free legal representation to victims who report cases on the radio show. But FIDE's representative in Plateau State says getting justice for victims is not easy.
So much bottlenecks. So somehow we encounter some delays. But, you know, our presence also gives us a lot of breakthrough. You know, there are cases that ordinary people would report to the police and they are not being given the necessary attention. But the moment they call on FIDE for FIDE's intervention, the moment we appear, the police will hasten the process.
While Fatima's rapists have yet to be convicted, FIDE will be monitoring the case. Meanwhile, the radio program will continue to help the victims of gender-based violence.
Share your story with me via Silent Voices with Nanji at gmail.com and tell me whatever sexual and gender-based violence issue or human rights violation you're facing.
Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Jos Plateau State, Nigeria.
We are hearing there from how women in Nigeria are using radios to actually report some victims of to report about what they are facing regarding gender-based violence in Nigeria. So their report was compiled by a VOA reporter just telling us exactly what is going on. Let's take a look again at what's going on around the world.
Students in Zimbabwe are still unable to attend classes, even though that schools closed during the COVID-19 pandemic were due to reopen on February 7. That's because teachers are refusing to go back to work. The teachers currently earn less than $100 a month and want better pay. Meanwhile, students are reading on their own or heading back home, like this 16-year-old student.
My appeal is for a salary increment for teachers so that they come to work because we aren't learning. It's like we are paying fees for nothing. It's so painful as my parents are struggling for it when I am not learning at all.
The pay dispute goes back to October 2018 when the government stopped paying teachers in US dollars, switching to the reintroduced Zimbabwean dollar. The new currency has steadily lost value, effectively reducing the teachers' wages. Obed Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says the instructors want their old salary restored and says the offer of a 20% raise amounts to almost nothing.
We asked for the restoration of the value of our salaries, which were robbed from us by the government of the day. And the message is clear to the government that we need our pre-October 2018 salaries of USD 540. We know these shenanigans of adding an extra dollar to our salaries, that doesn't add up.
Government officials see the ongoing talks in a different light and are optimistic of a successful resolution.
In many ways, we already have a breakthrough. The leaders of the workers have, to a very large extent, welcomed this package, and they are only saying, let's discuss how it's going to be implemented.
The teachers and the government are expected to meet over the weekend to resume negotiations. Meanwhile, students wait to resume their studies months after the pandemic forced their schools to close. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
We are hearing there about the situation in Zimbabwe schools, and there is currently an impasse regarding the situation in schools. We've seen that some of the teachers have been asked not to come back if they do not sign the contract.
Siqale ngomfanekiso nje ukutshengisa ukuthi abesifazana baqhubeka njani khona le kwele Nigeria nokuthi babika njani izehlakalo zodlakela emapholiseni kukhanya kule nhlelo ezifakiweyo ukuthi zibe mqoka njalo ziphathise abesifazana. Sabona njalo-ke kukhulunywa ngodaba lwababalisi okuyilo olusegudwini kulezi insuku besithi bona bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Sibonile ukuthi uhulumende ke wathi uyabaxotsha kodwa umthethandaba wakumisa. Wabhala njalo futhi uhulumende wathi labo abangayiyo esikolo mba bafika bengafundisi labo kumele-ke beziphathe njengokuthi sebetshile umsebenzi, kodwa labo bathi bakuphikisa lokho njalo uhulumende kakukhuphe lokho kasimise leso sinqumo. Bamnika kokuthiwa ngesiNgisi ultimatum i-Public Service Commission. Yizo-ke ezinye zendaba lezo esiyabe sizicubungula lapha. Sikhangela njalo le mkhankaso eqhutshwa ngabesifazana emningi esingathi ngeyama-by-elections. Sikhangelele ukuthi kube nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele lapha ozabuya abe lathi kuhlelo, kodwa sisamelele ukuthi abuye whilst we are still waiting for her to join us live. Asizweni-ke umkhankaso wakhe awuqhubayo othi be a vote, registered voter campaign.
Kundawana zonke elikuso, I'm here to introduce a peer registered voter campaign. No to hapale non-voters ezindlini zethu. Zero tolerance to non-registered citizens in our homes. Kuqala ngomngako, abantwana, your mate, amalot, all of them should appear on the voters' form. Umntwana wonke who is 18 years and above should register and appear on the voters' form. Let's enforce this, womama. If not, our constituencies are in Matabeleland, they will be reduced. This will mean Utsavale few representatives in parliament. And the national cake is shaped according to the constituencies. Lokukusho ukubana, you will get a small slice of cake in the national cake simply because our constituencies were reduced ngokuba singa-appi in the voters' roll. Obaba, they should go and register. Abantwana, they should go and register. Let's push this woman. Umntwana ongarejistanga ungamphakeli. No plate for umntwana who doesn't appear on the register or on the voter's roll, and if he or she is 18 years and above, till she or he proves ngokubonisa islip esibonisa ukubana ukhona ku voter's roll, usekhona ku voter's roll. Ubaba wendlini ingubo kazithole aze abonise ukubana is registered voter and appear on the voter's roll. I-delimitation iyasingenela njengamathebelenti ngenxa yokuthi njengabomama you are harboring non-responsible citizen who don't appear on the voter's roll. Ilotsha ulinika inotice nxa lingekho ku-voter's roll lingakho registered. Or liye-register simple li-appear on the voter's roll. Awubonise and prove to you ukuthi is registered and appear on the voter's roll. Let's push this campaign, bomama. Imathebelenti nxa irejiswa ama-constituencies kuzenza ukubana ama-communities ethu abuyele emuva kwezomnotho nakwezinye izinto eziningi. In short, i-lifestyle weight will be reduced simply because thina njengabomama we are harboring non-responsible citizens in our homes. Let's make sure that everyone osezindlini zethu, umalume, ugogo, umntwana, umza wakho, wonke should appear on the voter's roll. Let's push this campaign and let's share this video and make sure that everyone within our cycles,
yebo ke lo nkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakoBulawayo, a very powerful message there, Marvelous, where she's encouraging she has a voter registration campaign where she's encouraging the women to make sure everyone in their households is registered. If the husband is not registered, she's saying withdraw conjugal rights, but she's saying those are the extreme measures if all fails. If your tenant is not registered, give her notice that no, you vacate this home unless you bring your slip. She says if your sons, they are always loitering around because they are not employed and they are not registered, don't dish out the food for them and your daughters until they bring the slip that they have registered. And she's saying that, why? Because they have to be responsible citizens. There's most constituencies in Bulawayo, Matabeleland are in danger of delimitation. So the moment they reduce those, that means reduced lifestyle for citizens. So saying, why are you contributing to being an irresponsible citizen? Just go and vote so that all our lives will be better. Your life, you are affecting my life by not registering to vote. That's her message there.
Aiwa, apo chukunzwa isu kuva. Kune mnyari kani wedu vangavari kutawara iwo pa kumsoro pa kukosha kwa kaita kunyoresa kuvota. Nasi pa chirongwa chedu che madzimai nemswe china kutai chukutarisa azuri shakati one day. Tange chukutarisa azuri kuitika muziporo. Tisansa shakare nyaya ye mabai elections kana nyaya ye kukosha kwa kaita kuti nyaya madzimai wawanike iwo vachinyoresa kuvota. Saka tange tine wangu vanyarikani wedu vachange varipano vachitaura nesu vachitudza ufungwa dzavo panyaya ye kunyoresa kuvota uku uyezve nyaya ye mabai elections. Tinoona kuti mapato akasiyana siyana takavaona vachiwanikwa iwo vachiita yavanga vari kuti malaunch mabai elections avachange iriko muna March 26 takaona Zano PF vari iwo ku airport uyezve mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachienda ikoko uko vakanosvikowana vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo vachivakurudzira kuti vawanikwe vachienda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Tikaona zvakare kuti pane vakawandawo vekune mamwe mapato takaona vaDouglas Monzora veMDC Alliance vachitaurawo ivo zvakare kuti vakange vawanikwa vachiloncha kampeini yavo kuHighfields yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Uyezve tikaona kuti nemuswe svondo iwo uno bato reCCC Citizens Coalition for Zimbabwe richawanikwawo richiwanikwa richiitawo musangano wavo mukuru kugwanzira stadium uko vari kuti zvakare ivo vari kudawo kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitika. Apo takaona veZANU PF vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita musangano wavo wekunyoresa kuvhota kuAppwork. apo tanga tiri kunzwa nekuona vatsigiri vebato rezano PF vachiwanikwawo vachiita musangano wavo kuepwet uko vakange vari kutsvagawo rutsigiro arwemabai elections achawanikwa iwo achiuya mumwedzi unotevera. Asi tiri ipapo panyaya iyoyo tine zvakare video yeveMBC Alliance asi tichange tichizounza uyezve nehurukuro yatakaita navo. Asi tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga ari pano, regai tibva tavaunza kuti timbonzwawo kuti ivo vari kuona sei zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yemabai elections uyezve panyaya yekuti madzimai vawanikwewo vachipinda mumisangano iyoyi. Regai tione kuti vakagadzirira here. Halo Tafadzwa. Halo.
Halo, makadi henyu Sisimavi.
Aiwa, tiriwadi titsananguriwo zita renyu uyezve kuti panapa nhasi makamirira chii. Tinoona kuti munopfeka heti dzakawanda wanda, asi taurai henyu tinzi.
Maita basa. Ini ndinonzi Tafadzwa Matinenga, ndakapfeka yelo kasika munongoziva kuti yelo mazuva ano takangoti yelo tiri kureva chii. Inini ndinonzi Tafadzwa Matinenga, ndiri the chair lady wekuno ku Washington DC branch.
Saka tiudzei kuti imi zvii zvamuri kuita muri kunze kwenyika kuedza kuti madzimai nevamwe vanyatsonzwa panyaya iyoyi yemabai elections nezvimwe.
Maita, isusu tiri kukurudzira munhu wese kuti anoregista kuvhota. Saka tiri kukurudzira vana vechidiki, madzimai nemadzibaba. Zvandazvitaurwa ndina kuzvinzwa zvangu, but tiri kukurudzira kuti munhu wese akwanise kuexercisa right yake. Inova iyo right yedu iri muconstitution yekuti uvhote. Tinoti kuvhota chinhu chakanaka nekuti chinhu chinokuti chinopa pundutso muzvinhu zvinoitika munyika noupenyu. Saka tiri kuti munhu wese ngaawanikwe achikurudzira. Isusu tiri kukurudzira, tiri kufonera hama dzedu, tiri kufonera shamwari dzedu, tiri kuvabatsira tichitraya kunzwisisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika kuti zvekunetsa kuti vanhu vasakwanise kuregista kuvhota. Right now tinoziva kuti ZEC ine zvakawanda zvakaburiswa zvine maissues ne the voters roll. Saka zvinhu zviri kutarisirwa izvozvo zvikunzi kuti tinzwisise so that patinoita maelections edu muna 2023 tinokwanisa kuva nemafree and fair elections.
Muri ipapo zvii zvamuri kunzwa kubva kune vamunotaura navo kumusha zviri kunyanyonetsa nyanya takatarisa madzimai pakuti vaende kunonyorisa kuvhota?
Tiri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai nevechidiki inyaya yemaIDs yekuti vana varikuda kuregista asi havana maIDs. Saka tiri kutanga tichikumbira kuti nyaya iyoyo iongororwe pese panenge pane registration office or place, vanhu vemaID, ofisi yemaID inge ivepo kunyanya kumaruva kumamishoko. Vanhu zvino kuti munhu aende kunoregista kunotora ID kuHarare ngavazviite kuti zvive zvinhu zvinyore. Saka tanga tichikumbira kuti zvonichi this zviitwe looked into kuti vanhu vakwanise kuregista. Ndiyo nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa madzimai yekuti zvonichi kuti mwana awane ID zviri kunetsa, kuti muroora aone ID zvinhu zviri kunetsa. Saka vari kuti varikuda kuti rubatsiro kuti nyaya iyo yemaid itarisirwe. And madzimai ari also concerned nenyaya yekurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu. Nezuro kwakabuda nyaya yakaitika kumashonaland, yakaita I think in kuHarare kumashonaland east if I'm not mistaken. I have to verify my details, but pane varume vakarowa nepamusoro pekuti vanga vakapfeka kala yakafanana yangu neyangu yandakapfeka izvezvi yelo. Saka vari kutyira mhuri dzavo, vari kutyira vana vavo, vari kutyira varume vavo, ivo vari kutyirawo upenyu hwavo kuti munhu zveshuwa-shuwa ungarohwe here pamusana nekuti unosapota bato rakadai, nekuti pamusana pekuti hausapoti ZANU-PF. Zvinhu zvinofanira zvichikurudzirwa munyika kuti munhu unofanira kufamba wakapfeka chaunoda usingarohwe nekuti pamusana peizvozvo.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can just tell us in English, what is your role? You are a young woman yourself. How are you encouraging other people to register to vote from here in the United States?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So one of the things that we look at as a branch, there are various ways we help to participate in this electoral system. At the moment, we do what we call phone banking. Phone banking is when we call our friends and families who are in Zimbabwe and ask them, could you have their register to vote? Are there any issues? So we document those issues. We remind them. We assist them in making sure that they are able to go to make in getting either their documents or in ensuring that they are able to go and register to vote. Zvakawanda wanda zviri kuita face hanzvadzi dzedu dzekuZimbabwe. Vakawanda havasi kushanda, vakawanda havana access to the important basic things. Saka izvozvo zvinoti isusu kuti tikwanise kuratidza kuasesa kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika kuti mwana wemuZimbabwe atadze kuriritira mhuri yake. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvatinge tichipusha kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti pamuri ipapa hapasi kuita nepamusoro pekuti ZANU-PF iri kutadza kuita kuti nyika ive munhu yekuti munhu wese ashanduke. Saka tinoti kuti ushanduke wakufanha kutoti uregister to vote, uvote kuti mangwana ukwanise kuchengeta mhuri yako. Saka ndizvo zvatiri kutarisira kuti that we assist. We also assist, obviously, like I was, as I mentioned before, we've had stories of people being kidnapped, being beaten up, being tortured, simply because of their party, political party affiliate. Mm-hmm. And recently, we have a big star rally coming up on this weekend. And we've seen that the police clearance has certain restrictions that they do not give to the ruling party or party ya Monzora.
So, if I may just chime in, what are some of those restrictions that your party has been asked to adhere to? And Star, you can chime in on this one.
So some of the things that I read was the issue like nyaya kuti vanhu vari kurambidzwa kuti vanotakurwa nemabhazi. Asisu takaona kuti zvine chipakaitika rally yekuZANU-PF mabhazi angakatowanda. Achitakura vanhu. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvekuti unonyatsowanda kuti varuda kunyatsoti zvifambe senoti kana vari vanhu vari confident, if they are confident in their ability to retain the electoral voter, then they should not be afraid of having anyone campaign. Vari kuramba kuti they tishandise our own slogans kuti vanhu vaimbe, kuti vanhu vapfeke hembe dzine party yavo. Saka those things, as ivo pavakaita marali zavo, they did not have those restrictions. So we're looking at fairness. Is ZEC documenting these things? What is it saying when it sees things? So when you see an institution like ZEC being quiet, when it clearly sees kuti laws are being unfairly distributed according to party lines, when they are in institution that's supposed to be when we not biased, you wonder what exactly are they standing for and what exactly is their mandate?
So I think you can chime in before I drop Tafadze and bring in your guest if she's around.
Yes, that's a very interesting observations there. But here in the diaspora, how can you say, what's your impact back home? How do you contribute to the developments happening now in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. So like I said, I'm a Zimbabwean. So just by that mere fact, I'm a Zimbabwean, there's certain rights that I have. Number one, I need to be able to vote. I need to be allowed to be voting as a diaspora because of I am a Zimbabwean. And what impact am I doing? Being able to communicate with family and friends, letting them know that this is their right. And it's a right that's enabled in the Constitution. You should not be afraid to exercise your right. You should not be afraid to wear what your political party is a symbol of, what their brand is. So those are the things that we discuss. As you all know, like I said, right now we have people that were beaten because of wearing their party brand. So why would an organization want to execute, beat people because of those things? So I think those things, the fact that we are able to communicate and understand those issues and highlight those issues, nehama zelu, is very important. And also highlighting the irregularities which in the ZEC voters roll, the issues and the its lack of accountability on some of these things.
Yes, and here in Washington, do you get to meet, are there a lot of Zimbabweans here whom you talk to and work with, or you also collaborate with some from other states?
Absolutely. So we don't live in a vacuum. So I'm part of a Zimbabwean community, and there are so many people that I live and work with. People, I've been here for a while. So we do interact, we do talk, we meet at various functions. I know Marvelous, I've seen her at different functions. I go to attend, we also collaborate as a branch here in North America. We are not just working in isolation. North America itself has many branches. So you have Texas. If you live in Texas, you can join the Texas branch. If you live in Georgia, if you live in Ohio, each state has its own branch of the CCC brand. So you have a network where you can be able to align with values that you feel are important to you.
Okay. That's very interesting. And what do you get from the people? Are the hopes high that the voter registration or the voting process will bring changes to Zimbabwe?
What is concerning right now is the fact that ZEC has lost its credibility in a lot of people. People don't have confidence in it. We have had reports that show so many irregularities in the voters' roll. We have seen how it is mute on issues that are happening at the moment that will have an impact on election day. The fact that we can have members who are beaten and it does not address or call out those issues shows when it is an institution that is supposed to be keeping track of these human rights violations is also a concern that we have. Because when it comes on election day and people have questions on the credibility of the results, it is because of these things that are happening now as we get to prepare for the elections. So that is why we are calling up on ZEC, that it be a credible institution where when it finally calls out those results, people have faith and confidence in the way it would have acted and done its mandate.
Okay, very interesting there. And Mava, our other guest, will end up calling her because she's saying it says a NAPO camera and it's not allowing her to come in. Right, so that means we'll have Cora Ndebele on the phone. I hope she will pick up now because she says she's fine on the phone. Otherwise, it would have been interesting to have her also on video, but let's just wait. She's there waiting for us. Yebo, iyasizwa ingani volume yakho iphansi ungazama ukuyikhweza iye phezulu. Oh, mana lami ngifake ku speaker, hayi lami bengafakanga ku speaker. Khuluma njalo. Uthi ngizwa ukuthi ngiyakuzwa. Oh, hayi ngiyaxolisa ngeyami iphansi. Khuluma njalo sizwe uzintroduce ukuthi bizombani.
Igama ngikhora ndelele.
Suzwakala. Ye, ungaqhubeka.
Ngiyabonga. Igama ngikhora ndelele. Umhlali isizalwane lomhlali wakubulawayo.
Ye, sike sadlala uma bona kude wakho umbiko wakho mfitshane lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu beregiste ukuvota lapha ezinjini. Ngakho sesizwile obekukuvideo. Esesingakubuza khona kathesi ukuthi uqhubeka njani umkhankaso wakho? Kulula yini ukukhuluma nabantu ungene ezindlini?
Umkhankaso siyaqhubeka ngawo, bengufuqa kakhulu lapha kuma-social media, abanye bafonela, ngenza ukubafonela, abanye izakhamizi eziseduzane engiphila nazo, ngizibondelela ngikhuluma lazo munye ngamunye, ikakhulu omama, yibe ngibakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi asifuqeni lo mkhankaso komama, kube yithi esibona ukuthi iy'moli zethu zonke, abahlali bethu bonke ezindlini zethu babe registered.
Yebo ke, kodwa kahle kahle uqhuba njani? Uyaqoqoda ezindlini kumbe ukhuluma labantu ohlangana labo emgwaqweni?
Ngiyaqoqoda ezindlini kulabo engisondelane labo. Kwese kusithi laba abanye kuhlangana labo emgwaqweni, umuntu singabuye sithole ithuba lokuqoqa, sengimtshela ngalo-ke ikhampeni.
Kodwa yamukelwa njani sikhuluma kanje? Ungasichasela ukuthi kuyini oselikwenzile, abantu bathini, balitshelani kule ngxaki, kuhamba njani?
Abantu batsho ukubana umkhankaso bayawuzwa njalo bayazama kakhulu ukubana bakhuthaze izimuli zabo, bazifuqele izimuli zabo ukuthi ziyerejista ekuvoteni. Njalo bathi uhlupho abahlangana lalo ikakhulu ngabatsha, abatsha abavele batsho ukubana abasiboni isidingo sokubana bavote kumbe babe rejista, ngokuba bona babona ukubana uhlupho lolu esilalo ezweni lakithi eZimbabwe akula mihlupho. Kade abadala bevota sukusela ngo-1980 kuze kufike namhlanje, sebeluze ihope ekuvoteni. So kunzima kabi ukukhuthaza abatsha. Kodwa ngalokhu-ke siyakhuthazana njengabazali ukubana abantwana ukunika kusadinga ukubana abe ne-reason yokubana arejiste. So kufuze nje wona njengomzali ube firm uthi umbonise ukubana ukuze niqhubeke nginawe lapha ekhaya siphilisa naye futhi make sure ukubana ube registered.
Uke wakhuluma njalo ngothe wena ngesiNgisi ngama-extreme measures ukuthi nxa konke sokwehlule kuyini okwenziwa ngabesifazane?
Ngithi lokubana kubomama ikakhulu yithi esifuqa lo mkhankaso yi-household leyo. Nxa sokwehlule kubomama ngithi asithatheni ama-extreme measures awokuthi anti siqala sisakhuthazana sisazama ukubonisana sincengana. Kodwa manxa sokhe sithola i-negative response ezindlini sokuze sithethe ama-extreme measures la okuthi manxa umama nxa engubaba esala ukurejista ungangcono ubaba umncitshe icansi ungamniki ingubo umbonise ukubana into leyo ofuna iyenze ukufuze ayenze ukuze la ube nenjabulo ekhaya ube nenjabulo emzini wakho. Ngalokhu iza kuqhubeka ukumnikeza ucansi unenjabulo yena ubaba engekho-registered. Ngalokhu ke umama akathathe lawa ama-measures ukuthi atshela umyeni wakho ukubana nxa ungekho-registered baba ucansi kawuwutholi ingubo kawuzitholi ukuze ubaba aze ayirejista. Ngabantwana umzali, abantu bethu siyazi ukuthi abaningi abafika 8 days vele kabasebenzi, abaqhatshwanga, batshone emabrijini iningi labo kube bazama nje ukuziphilisa phandle but kabakhona ukubana bazinakekele ngokuba akunamsebenzi lapha ekhaya elapha eZimbabwe. So sithe njengabomama make sure ukuthi because ithe sibona ukubana umntwana udlile ugqokile, so asikwenzeni kube nzima emfanele ukubana mebhacele ukudla lapha ekhaya uvele uthi no dinner for you today because you're not registered. I can't continue ngukufida mntanami wena ungekho responsible because esifuna ukubabonisa khona abantwana ukuthi be responsible because ukuze angatholi leyo msebenzi ufice ukuthi kushota ivoti la, ivoti lakhe liyadingakala uku-restituesta kakho kuyadingakala ukuze kutshintshe i-community kutshintshe isizwe sonke njisikele. So siyakhuthaza umama ukubana sithani those extreme measures if worst comes to worst. Take those extreme measures. Kubaba, no sex endlini, akubaba aze register, aza kubonisele isiklipe sokuthi baba registered, ikuthi umama laye amjabulele ecansi. Abantwana ukudla hoze kuthola umntwana. No dinner for you, baba uzokubonisa ukubana uregistered. Even no breakfast, ukuze umntwana abone ukubana umama ufuna into leyenzi. Njengomama singabe sithathe lawa ama-extreme measures, I know ukuthi uzaba lezelo tolerance to non-registered voters with our homes.
Yes. Ungasitshela ukuthi kambe lokhu kuyenzeka yini? Wasoze kuhele yini kwabesifazane ukuthi umntwana lokhu ungamphakeli, lokhu engadli, ngoba kuyaze kuphethe ngani le cansini lapho kuyaphetha ngani nxa bengalaleli?
Hayi, indlala ibuhlungu. Sithatha lawo ma-measures, indlala ibuhlungu. Kambe sengaze ngitshone ngendlala ilanga amabili amathathu ngokuba ngiyihlela nje ukudobha isithupha sami ye lapho ukurejista khona ngifike ngirejiste ngibuye ngithole isikipu ngithole umngani wami wokudla endlini. Indlala ibuhlungu, umntwana ngavele kwenze kanye, uwenze kanye njengomama. Ngiyakholwa ukuba sasa kwakhona umntwana uyakuyirejista wavuke uyavuke senedobhi angiyabelele ngendlala isisu sikhala sibushuku uyavukele ukusene thathe istopa zakhe ayiregister abe sokubonisa ukwana seregister lawo mama senifakela sokusiba kuhle ngabe ngoba bavele ulabelayo selukhona soluphezulu into engiyazi ukuthi ubaba la angaze kuhlale insuku engazitholi ingubo ngoba ingubo ziqakathekile yiwo phela umusi umama angavelekhiye khonapha ubaba uzezwa ubuhlungu uzabona heyi ukuze laphekhaya ibe lenjabulo lami ngithole imfanelo zami ufuze ngiyirejista uzahambe iyirejista abeyelisile ngoba ngitho nje ngithi la ngama-extreme measure i-last option esilayo njengabomama ukufuqa kubana kube ne-0 tolerance to non-registered voters ithahumi
yebo ke singaya kulimi lwesingisi if you can explain to us what your campaign the registered voter campaign is all about and how why is it being spearheaded by women.
Okay, the peer registered voter campaign is a campaign that I started as a woman encouraging other women to join other women to join me in this campaign. Our aim is to make sure that at household level there is no tolerance to non-registered voters because I observed with concern that the political parties and the civil society have tried its best to encourage people to go and register. But still we find that the number of people that are registering are turning up to register is still low. Hence we started this campaign as women to encourage each and every female member at household level to take this campaign seriously and make sure that there is no tolerance to non-registered voter at our homes. For every individual who is 18 years and above, who should be a responsible citizen and make sure that he or she register.
Yes, and who in particular are these who should be targeted in the home?
We should target our own children, our own family members. This includes children, our spouses, our husbands, our tenants, all who are residing at your residence or at your residence should all register.
Yes, tell us about the extreme measures. You said if all doesn't work out, women can resort to extreme measures.
Yes, the extreme measures that I'm talking about is like if you're a woman and you have children, those who are 18 years and above, if you've tried all ways and means of explaining to them the importance of being a registered voter and the response is still negative, then we have to take these extreme measures. For your children who are 18 years and above, let's not give them food. Just say there's no dinner for you today till you bring your registering slip that shows that you have registered and you are now appearing on the voter's roll. Then for our husband, we are taking extreme measures of saying no sex till you become a responsible citizen and appear on the voter's roll. Because I've observed that as women, we are the only people who can push this campaign. We can go to those extreme measures that will force every family member to be a registered voter. For the tenants again, just make sure that you say, no, I cannot take you. I cannot continue accommodating you at my house, even if you're paying rent. But you know, we are where we are today as a nation because of people who are irresponsible, who don't want to go and register, who don't want to be a voter. So just tell the tenants that if you don't register, then I will be left with no option but maybe to chase you out. So I know that tenants will make sure that they go and register. Because it's not easy to continue changing homes because even property end up getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. And for our husbands, I know they cannot stay long without sex. So they have no option but to abide by the demand, but by our demand as women.
Yes, and how practical is that? Do you think it can be carried on for a long time that the children say they are not eating at home or the husband, there's withdrawal of conjugal rights, and how exactly is this practical? And so far, what have people said about it during your campaign?
Okay, I think this is practical because I know very well that no one can go for a day or two. For our children, no, they won't go a day or two without food. So if you don't give them food for one night, I know that the following morning, they'll make sure that they wake up in the morning, carry their IDs and go and register. Simple as that. Then for our husbands, again, you know, they can't stay away from, we can't deny them their conjugal rights for long. I know if they stay away from it for a day or two, they will make sure that they register. Because at the end of the day, they want to make us women, their wives, their loved ones, happy. So they just comply and register.
Okay, very interesting words then, Marvelous, from
our guest, Cora Ndebele, a human rights activist and a resident in Bulawayo with her, a registered voter campaign. Over to you. Yes, stay on the line, Mrs. Ndebele, we're coming back to you.
Thank you so much. Apo tangatuku nzwaisu kubaku na amai Cora Ndebele. Barukutawara iwo kutivane chirongwa chavari kukuruzira vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Vari kuti pasi pechirongwa chavo ichi vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti kana muine maroja asina kurejista kuvhota, aiwa ngavadzinge. Vari kuti iwo zvakare vana baba ngavanyime bonde, hanzi vana kana vasina kurejista chikafu ngachiite chishoma, nekuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vakasarejista ndo zvinozoita kuti mangwana zvinhu zvisawanikwe zvichisanduka munyika. Saka ndokutaurawo kwavari kuita nemaonero avo. Asi tiri panyaya yemacampaigns anga ari kuitwaya, regai timbonzwa sevanhu vanga vachinzwawo zvekutaurwa nasisitafadzwa Matinenga vari pano vakamirira bato reCCC. Regai tiende timbonzwa zvekutaurwawo nevamwe vachange vakamirira bato reZANU PF kuEpwork kuti vari kuti ivo zvii zvavachaunza munzvimbo iyoyi yeEpwork.
To work for the party and to ensure a landslide victory come 26 March and also 2023. We're at the nomination court. Everything is going above board. We've submitted our documents. We'll come back in the afternoon to get our results. Well, actually, to get your name announced. So, but I think everything has gone smoothly as possible. We can't wait to leave this place. We want to hit the ground running. We want to deliver the promises that we gave to the people as we were campaigning. So I'm really excited and grateful to the people of Epwood for the support. I'm grateful to the president for his policy of saying we want everyone on board to vote. So thank you very much.
Apo tiri kunzwa mudzimai achange akamirira bato reZANU PF kunzvimbo yeEpwork vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo kuti ivo zvii zvavari kufungidzira kuti vachaunza kubato ravo reZANU PF. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kuna vamwe vachange vakamirirawo bato reCCC munzvimbo yeKwekwe, muzvare Judith Tobaiwa vachitaurawo nesu kuti zvii zvavari kutarisira ivo kuti vachaunza kunzvimbo iyi. Zvaine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Muzvare Judith Tobaiwa, zviri pamwoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe achange akamirira sangano reCCC muKwekwe Central?
Zviri pamwoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochisandura mutemo nezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno muKwekwe Central.
Zvinhinga mupinyi zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvipi?
Zvimwe zvacho ndeizvizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi tichitaura kudai magetsi aende. Handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii. Ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge chida kunotarisa. Mukatarisa muKwekwe izvezvi, hatina mvura, tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya. Magetsi aenda, saka izvezvi hatizivi kuti torarama nei. Saka chimwe chechunhu chatinoda kunochinja kuparliament, kana ndazopinda ini muzvare Judith Tobaiwa, ndinoda kunonzwisisa kumakurukota edu kuti chinomboita kuti magetsi aende chii. Nokuti isusu taimbofunga kuti kana tikange takuita zvekujusa, magetsi haachaendi. Zvino iko zvinoizvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda. Mvura chai chai taifunga tikaisirwa mamita yekuti tijuse, mvura haiende. But mvura iko zvino muKwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda. But iko zvinoizvi mvura yakutenderera nemagetsi. Takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi tobatawo kuti magetsi adi aenda. Saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days. Vana havasichaendi kana kuchikoro. Hatichazivi kuti ndo korona here, korona yakarova kunyange nematicha here. Korona yakarova kunyange nekunodzidzira vana vedu. Zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta reKwekwe. Nekuda kwekuti muno muguta reKwekwe kunoitwa zvemining. Vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro. Vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera. Zvinova izvo rava dambudziko rakutiwandira kuti magetsi hatina, mvura hatina, vana vachaendi kuchikoro. Zvese zvakutiwandira. Torarama sei munzvimbo yeKwekwe?
Tombotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona. Yakamira sei imomo muKwekwe?
Muno muKwekwe, mastatistics ekorona tinango yende. But chinondishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa. Zvinorevere kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona, asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi havaende kuchikoro. Muno muKwekwe, kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro, i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nezvikoro nekorona kuzvikoro. Asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona. Inongobata kuvana chete vari vachienda kuchikoro. Zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemuKwekwe, sevagari vevana vemuZimbabwe again. noti kwekwe chete zviri kubata nyika yese asi mukwekwe chinoyechirwadza ndechekuti mune nhau yezvekukorokoza vana vese vakutizera kuenda kunokorokoza uyezve mune nhau yemutoriro iri kusvitwa nevana nekuda kwefodya mbanje zvese zvakuitika muno vana they are now uncontrollable hachakwanisi kukontrola vana nekuda kwezvese izvozvi saka chikumbiro changu ndechekunoti kana hurumende ingatiwanirawo zvimwe zviri nani zvekuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikoro vatipe protection yekuti vana vakwanise kudzokera kuchikoro kana vachikwanisa kupa protection nevanhu vanoenda kumarani ngavachipewo protection kune vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro
aiwa tinotenda
thank you so much
asi tisati taenda chitaurai zvakare muuye uchidze kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga uritsigiro kwamuri ikoko
muno mukwekwe tine macenters atinawo one izvezvi kune chirongwa chekurejista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yekwekwe muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura rane zuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha wezayoja church ndopanga pachirejistirwa kuvhota kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachirejista kuvhota uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tichange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera so masenders iwayo ndoatange tichienda tichinovhota isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi triple c citizen coalition for change kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke magets ari kuenda mvura iri kushanduka zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja handei tinovhotera muzvare Judith Tobaiwa patriple c inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa citizen coalition for change
aiwa tinotenda aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa hurukuro yatakaita isu namuzvare Judith Tobaiwa vecitizens coalition for change vachitaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nezvimhinga mupinyi zvakati wandei semudzimai asi regai timbonzwa zvakare vadouglas monzura vanga vaine launchwo yavo yembc alliance sevanhu vanotema vasina kwavakarerekera kuti vanga vari kuti chii pamusoro peurongwa hwebato ravo
The signing of the unity accord ended the bloodletting in Matabeleland and the signing of the global political agreement ended the bloodletting that took place in 2008 so it stands to reason that we must put dialogue at the forefront of our political objectives and the political strategy sorry
in this case what kind of reforms are you looking forward to
we are looking at both social political and economic reforms on the economic reforms we want to remove the dual and enclave nature of our economy you will see that our economy is Zimbabwe has got two economies there is the economy of big business inherited from colonialism and so on and the economy for the common man so there is a dual enclave we want to bridge that gap because it is a colonial legacy we want equal access to national resources we want equal access to opportunity on the political front we want reforms to remove the polarization in our society we want elections electoral reforms especially the diaspora vote so there are a number of reforms that we are going to have and we have a document as the MPCT which spells out these reforms in detail
in this case how will dialogue
It has helped before. It has worked before. I remember in 2008, in 2009, up to 2018, we were negotiating the constitution. And how we resolved certain of the issues in the constitution was via dialogue. So it has worked before. The ending of the hostilities was dealt with through JOMIC, and that was dialogue. Gone are the days where Zimbabweans must live in polarization. We want Zimbabweans to appreciate that it is all right to belong to different political parties. It mustn't be a matter of life and death. Today we are very happy. ZANU-PF have had their meeting. We are having our meeting and there is relative peace. That's what we want. We were appalled yesterday during our car rally when one of the political parties tried to disturb that. And we didn't retaliate because they were trying to engage us in a race to the bottom. And we are not going to do that. But we want Zimbabweans to be free to pursue whatever political agenda they have.
Speaking of dialogue, given the opportunity, would you form a unity government with the existing government?
I am unable to tell what the result of the dialogue will be, what the outcome of the dialogue will be.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwaisu kubva kuna vaDouglas Monzora vanga vari kutaura ivo pane musangano wavakaitawo nebato ravo reMPC ravanga vachitaurawo kuti ivo vari kuda kuti pawanikwe ipo pane mhaurirano nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti tombotarisa zvanga zviri kutaurwa nebato reCCC pamusangano wo wavakaita nezuro vachitaurawo maonero avo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Activities and development in the entire body politic of our country in relation to the electoral process, the by-election, as it was declared for the 26th of March, 2022. So we deployed a team of experts as an alternative to look into the following issues. Number one, we looked into the voters' roll. You know that the voters' roll is an area of contestation. We highlight this in our reform agenda as an alternative, that there are seven critical issues that we made the world aware of, that we think are critical if we are to hold free, fair, and credible elections.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kubato reCCC vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya yevoter registration nezvimwe panyaya dzemaelections nezvimwe. Nekutitauda kusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu regai tiunze sister, you can go ahead.
Yebo ke lapho ke sizwe umkhokheli webandla ke ele MDC Alliance lale MDCT umnomzana Douglas Monzora ke ube khuluma ngomkakaso wabo wathi ke ele CCC umnomzana Gifty sizivala bakhuluma ngokunye sezwa nje kunenginengi siyabona ukuthi kathi sesobe isikhathi sokukhankasela ukhetho ngakho kunengi ke abantu abakukhulumayo nabakubonayo leze umbangazwe ezikhona kodwa thina lapha ke siphethe udaba lomkhankaso ukuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota ngoba kulohlelo lo lokuthiwa i-delimitation exercise olunciphisa indawo abantu abalazo nxa inani lababhalisileyo liphansi. Yikho esixoxa ngakho lapha nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakoBulawayo sichasile ukuthi bakhuthaza njani abantu bezigabeni zemaNdebeleni ukuthi besukumele phezulu bavote. Sesilaye njalo ecingweni unkosikazi Ndebele. Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi ekubhaliseni lapho abanye bebekhala ngokuthi kule ngxaki abalazithupha, abalancwadi zokuzalwa, abalalokhu nalokhuya, libacebisa lithi?
Okay, baningi abantu abakhalayo ngokuthi abalazingwalo ezifanele ukubana bayirejista. Njengenye izingwalo ezifana labo proof of residence, i-birth certificate kumbe isithupha. So kulaba abangala i-proof of residence yaba assista kulamaloya amanye esebenzisana nawo ahlezi nje eseduzane kuthi ama-commissioners hlezi eseduzane kunqongela proof of residence uyakwenzela i-adminisrative proof of residence uthi urejiste. Then bese kuzobala la abangala ama-beth abo siyakhuthaza ukuthi behambe komsithedi baye make sure ukuthi bayathola lawo ma-beth certificate ezithupha loba nje bekhala ngokuthi amalayini angikhona kunzima. Ele esithupheni abantu bakhona baningi kakhulu ngoba siyabona ukuthi kwaba lohlelo uhlupho lwe-COVID olenza ukubona besithupha bake bemi ukuthatha. Ngaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi especially abantwana abafikise 18 years bafisa ukurejista but abalazithupha. Ngalokhu siyabakhuthaza ubana bahambe endaweni bafinyele endaweni eziseduzane labo makukobulayo lapha kuwokusitheni nabe-trade code kuthi bethatha lezo zithupha. Ngale besilokhu sizama ukukhulumisana labo abaziki ukuthi manxa laba kuhamba lolu hlelo luhamba lokuthi abantu barejiste elusondeni olufinyelela ngezigaba yezigaba eduzane nabantu ukuze abantu barejiste umqasi mhlaka-3 kugcina mhlaka-28 besizama ukubakhuthaza nokuba ukubonisana nabo ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi xa kuhamba kulaba abarejistisayo kube lalaba laba abayisithupha ukuze umntwana ongalasithupha ole-8 days ahle thathe isithupha eqeda lapha ahle rejiste lokuyenza ubana umsebenzi lo kube lula unjalo kwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi barejiste kalula bengabi lobunzima sokubunzima bokukhona sibili obezithupha labambetha.
Ye, selike laxoxisana yini le nhlanganiso yeZEC kumbe ihofisi kamsithele ngalolo daba?
Sike saxoxisana nabeZEC sibabonisa ukubana ukuze le iprogram le ibe efficient njalo iphumelele kalula yikuthi manxa behambisani behamba kona kube labe abesithuphela babe khona ukuze ose kuthatha isiqhupha ahlethe ahlerethe besibonzayo labo abaze ukuthi cause ngekhala bethu abantu ayi-turn out abantu ababuya bezorejista ilutshwana besibonto abaningi njalo bathelayo kusiba nzima ukuthi bafinyele noba bengalazo izithupha kuzakhuthaza yikibo sabonisana labo ukuthi kabalayeze le-ofisi yabemsitheni yabesithupheni ukuthi kube nesitulo sabantu abathatha isithupha kube nesitulo sabantu abarejistayo ku-every registration center.
Okay, we are coming to the end of our show. What's your last word? Lakho elokugcina ongalichiyela abantu ukuthi benzeni ngohlelo lo lokubhalisela ukuvota. Sikunika umzuzu.
Okay. Okay. Engakwenza ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi sicela bephakamele uhlelo lelo phezulu. Ngikhuthaza a household leyo because iprogram le iberekisa that voter campaign le siqalileyo ivele ifuna a household leyo. Sithe 0 to nyan registered voter 8,000 level. So sizama ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi one informed member 8,000 level should make a difference. Should make sure ukuthi ifamily yonke abangekhaya bonke bayarejista. Nxa engubaba umama enganedonda kakhuthaze umama ukuthi ahambe erejista. Nxa engumntwana erejistile abazali benokudoda bakhuthaze abazali ukubana behambe beyerejista. Nxa kungumama njalo baba lemboti bangarejistanga abakhuthaze abanini bahambe beyerejista. Nxa kulilojala balikhuthaze ivini umnikazi wendlu ukuthi ayirejista. Singaze siwuphakamele luhlelo ethawuzote kuzayenza ukubana wonke umuntu abe rejista lama namba yethu angezele. Delimitation exercise le sikhangelela ubana ebuyayo maybe ngayenza ubana singezele amasithi ema-constituents njengobulawayo njengamatshelelelezi.
Ye, kuyezwakala. Sibongile ume khonapha ecingweni, sinike omunye ithuba lokuvalelisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvapo tangatirikunzwa vari kutaura amai Cora Ndebele vachitaurawo ivo panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Regai tichipedzisa naTafadzwa Matinenga webato reCCC. Motitauro imi mazwenye kupedzisira kuti zvii zvamungada kuti vanhu vazive pamusoro pemusangano wenyu wamuchange muinawo nemusi wesvono.
Isusu tikuramba tichikurudzira kuti vanhu ngavaende neuwando hwavo, vaende vanonzwa kuti mukuru wedu wepati wapresident Chamisa vanenge vachitaura kuzvakadii uye kuti vasimudzire musangano wavo. Saka ndinokurudzira kuzvenechi vanhu vaende nouwandu hwavo. Ende ndiri kufara chaizvo nezvanga zvichitaura nasisi vangu Sisi Ndebele. Zvari kuratidza kuzvenechi vadzimai vari kushungurudzwa. Kana wakuona mudzimai akutaura zvaari kutaura so, zvinoreva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka vanhu ngatiitei zviite kuti upenyu hwedu nezvinhu zvemumba medu zvishanduke. Ende kuti zvinhu zvishanduke, munhu uri kufanira kurejista kuvhota. I think vataura mazwi akasimba kwazvo kuti kana wakuona wakunzi zvonichi hauchakwanisi kupa murume wako bota nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota. Zvinhu zvatoipaka mumba umu. Saka tirikutaura kuzvonichi vanhu vari kunzwisisa ende madzimai ndo vanhu vari kushungurudzwa nokuti chinhu chakaoma kuti uzoona kuti wakuomesera murume wako.
Aiwa, tatiri ipapo regai tibva tatoti tichikutendai chaizvo muzvare Tafadzwa Matinenga kunge manga muinesu. We've come to the end of our program, star. So maybe if you can just thank our guest before we round off.
Yes, Mava. Sibonge njalo lo nkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu, umhlali wakoBulawayo, ngohlelo lakho, obesichasela ngohlelo lakho luthi be a registered voter campaign olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngisithi sidibaneni njalo uhlelo olufanayo. Molosine ngevikeza.
Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanga nyakuye ndiri muWashington ndichiti muve nezuva rakanaka.